thought for today. Life is more exciting when we read the directions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, bringing you this thought for today. Life is more exciting when we read the directions. In all direction books, they give you the directions and they say, this is a thick book, it's got everything in. If you read this, you will have a very easy time working the gadget or working the software or working whatever it is. However, if you're like 99% of the people, you want a quick fix. You want to have a little shortcut, which tells you in 10 simple words how to do the whole project and do it perfectly without reading the directions. Now, that's well and good. If you are a person who is oriented to this complex world of ours and readily pick up these things and pick up all the background information that is necessary without reading it, that's great. A lot of people can do that. They are into computers enough so that when a new computer program comes out, they have the basics already understood. They have the total information already understood. However, it is very often that it happens that a new program brings with it a whole new scheme of things. Like Microsoft, they're continually bringing out new programs. When they bring out new programs, they obviate the old programs. They completely change them. Now they say it is upgradable or downgradable or moving up or down on the level Windows 98, Windows 2000, Windows 2005, Windows 2075. See, all those things are supposed to be upgradable and you know you move into it, but it isn't so. Because there are so many aspects of the program that are so unique and so marvelous that if you just go by what you knew, you might as well not have changed. In fact, that's a good idea for most people. The old programs work just fine. And if they can not have to keep up with the Joneses, that's beautiful. But most people, if everybody's getting Windows 2000, they gotta have Windows 2000. If they don't even know how to use half the stuff. They don't even know how to use half the stuff in Windows 98. They don't know how to use half the stuff in Windows ME. And it came out, boom, and then it went away. And people spent a lot of money on it. But the programmers didn't bother with it because they realized it was just a temporary fix by Microsoft until they got into their upper level software. Now, life's more exciting when we read the directions. I would like to buy you each a brand new car. I'd like to buy you a brand new Mercedes. Mercedes 500. Top of the line. But I'm not going to give you the instruction book for it. I'm going to keep the instruction book, the manual. But I'm giving you the car. Now, you can get in the car if you have the key. But that's all you can do. If you haven't read the instructions, you don't know how to start the car. It's not a conventional starting car. If you do not read the instructions and know your code, you cannot turn on the radio. You cannot use your phone, your cellular phone in the car. You cannot use your GPS, your ground position service. You can't use that. You can't move the seat back and forth, up and down. You can't have the temperature control. You can't determine whether you're going to use stick shift or automatic shift. You can have your choice. All the cars are coming with that now. You have a choice. I imagine there's thousands of other things that were not mentioned to me, but these are just a few of the little things that were mentioned. You cannot use your key to start the car. I believe you probably have to have a fingerprint or a voice print or something else like that. Car, start. I am the rightful person to tell you to start. You've got my my voice encoded, you have my iris encoded, you have my fingerprint encoded, whatever it is, and therefore you can start. Now, doesn't that sound fascinating? My goodness sakes, the age that we're getting into. Well, that's our friends at Mercedes. You can be sure everybody else is going to be soon to follow. The big cars and the big manufacturers, the Lincolns, the Cadillacs, the Jaguars, the Bentleys, the Rolls Royces, and so forth, they're all going to do the same thing, if already they haven't done it. And you give your wife a brand new Mercedes and say, have fun, sweetheart. She goes out to the car and she says, how do you turn this darn thing on, you know? And how do you do this and how do you do that? He says, I gave you the car. It's up to you to figure it out. I gave it to you because I couldn't figure it out, so I thought I'd give it to you. Now, here's the manual. Here's the manual. A nice, thick manual. And also, the manual is online, and the manual is on the computer in the car. The car has its own computer. Now, you see, in the car, also in the engine, there's a special computer system for the engine to tell it how to regulate the flow of gas. If you're going up hills, if you're in the mountains, and you need to have more gas and less air, and if you are down in the plain by the ocean level, sea level, you don't need as much. Your mixture is a little leaner with the gas because you have heavier air or whatever it is, you know, heavier atmosphere. So all those things are taken into consideration in your computer. And so then you do like Ellen, you know, and you punch in where you want to go on the GPS. And it says, turn left at the next thing. And there's a whole bunch of next things here. And sometimes they go like a fantail. Now, which left you're going to take? In the south or the west or the north or the what left you're going to take? So they're sophisticating these things more now because they say in so many meters or in so many feet you do this, but even that isn't the cool thing. They know from the turn of the wheels of the car that it has gone so far. Now, if they know from the turn of the wheel of the car, then they should say, slow down, you're going to turn in a few moments. Now, turn at this point, and then you turn at the first point. You don't say, should it be the next one, or was it the one I missed? It, slow down, the wheels are turning, and it's recording on the GPS to tell it where it is. Now, that's pretty sophisticated. That's pretty complex, but that's what it does. That's what it does. It works on radio control. It works on from a thing out in space. It records exactly where you are. But also, it works on the turn of the wheel, because when it gives you minute directions, it has to be very, very careful, because many streets are close together, especially in downtown Zurich. Ellen and I circled downtown Zurich at least 5 times before we finally gave up and shut the thing off and drove on what she knew what to do. But it's wonderful. Now, Herbert Marti is showing us his new one, which is even more complex. And Monica Egli, she got a new baby Mercedes. It's one that you drive in the city. It's shorter, and it's four-door, and not so much extra space, but it has all the gadgetry in it. And so she gets in the car, and she has to program her computer. She has to program it for where they're going to go. They have to program her telephone numbers in there, so it'll give her the numbers for her cell phone. And it lets people know that she's there so that they can call her there, you know, as they don't really need to know because that's the number she uses. And it's quite beautiful. Plus, she presses another button and it says, Monica's seat position is such and so. And it moves the seat to exactly the position that is most salubrious for her. And then if Carly would get in there, he'd press number two, or he'd just say, Carly. And then the whole car would readjust itself to Carly. I mean, this is not really so far off. It is what's happening, and it's what's going on in this world. And it's up to us to start learning how to read the instructions, because the time has passed. When I had my Model A, that was back in the 30s, and if anything went wrong, I always kept a roll of baling wire in the car, because that was what you used to fix the fences and stuff. And then you just go into the engine and you tie something together, or you do this. It always worked. It always worked. Model T was even easier, but it always worked. And then up into the 30s, 20s and 30s, the cars were still pretty much controllable. Then you get in the 40s, you get a little more sophisticated. And then you get up into today, my goodness, you have to have a diagnostic testing thing to do anything on it. You can't tinker with it. In the older cars, you can still get out there and tinker, like our friend, the captain. He couldn't get his car to run when he was going to take it to the restaurant. So he got out and he says, it must be the battery, it must be this. And so he took his wrench and tapped on the battery, and of course it worked. And then he got back in the car and we drove to the restaurant. But that was not the cause, nor the problem. It was just the solution that was expedient at the time, because Ellen and I had other things to do than to sit waiting for a car to start. But that life is more exciting when you read the instructions. If we would begin now to start reading the instructions, we'd find some beautiful things happening. We'd find some beautiful experiences happening. Now, we gave Ingeborg a computer, and with it we gave her the instruction book, and we gave her the manual, we gave her all the things. Now, Ingeborg, have you read it?
One time.
Well, hey, if you read it one time, that's more than most people read.
I brought it up on the computer.
You brought it up on the computer, too. That's even better. But you see, this is good. When you're given anything, just take the time to learn it. It may take your time from something else, but take your time to learn, because when you learn it, you're going to feel so happy with yourself and so content with yourself. Last night I put an email on the internet and it said it didn't like it, and so it wouldn't take it. So I put it into the hold or trash or whatever it was, but not to be disposed of. And then I thought I would get it and put it in some other, because it was a real nice story about May, you know. I can't find it anywhere. Somewhere it has disappeared. And I did press send, and it did say it didn't want to send it because of whatever reasons. And so I've got to figure out what's going on in that. Of course, there you have 100 programs on there, and you should really take maybe two or three of them and use them and stick with them. If you try to be computer-wise on all the possibilities, it would be a full-time job. You know, I think to myself, these young people today, they go to school, they go to computer school or whatever, they learn all about the latest computers. Usually the computers are not the latest in the school, but they're pretty close. But they learn about the computers. And then they go out in the field and nothing fits. Because in the field you have hybrid computers. And a hybrid computer is not a proprietary computer like Dell or Gateway or, you know, Sony or Macintosh. A hybrid computer is one like Gertrude had made up. She went to her computer friend and said, I want this on there, and he put this on there on a blank box. And so she has nothing extra. She only has exactly what she wants. And her computer just runs like a charm. Our computers, we have a billion jillion programs that we'll never use, because they come with it. When you buy Office from Microsoft, you get 12 different areas, and we don't use that stuff. Now, many people do. So we would be wise only to put on our computer things that we use, not because it's going to mess it up, but because it comes up, and occasionally we'll click on it and look at it and not use it, and then we have put all of its garbage into our system, where it's, if you try to delete something, you say it can't be deleted because it's necessary for another program. The life is more exciting when we read the directions, and really we should start learning to read the directions, because when we read the directions, we find out it's really quite simple. You get in the new Mercedes, you read the directions, like a friend of mine gave me a boat to sail, and I hadn't sailed for many years. So I took my little book along, and as I sailed, this is the lanyard, yeah, this is the jib, this is this here. And, you know, I knew it, but I didn't remember it. But then I just sailed like a trooper right from the beginning. So when you get your new Mercedes, just take your book and plan to sit in the car and make love to the car and figure out what all the little things are that it does. And then you'll find you'll have it much more enjoyable. And you won't be kicking at the car saying, move, do this, do it. Because it's a very simple thing for it to do it, but it has to have you knowing which buttons to push. Life is more exciting when we read the directions. And I must say, our life is very exciting because we always read the directions. I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Are you guys blessed when you come here?